T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by video only.
On 1080, The Fan. We're almost to the weekend.
I'm freaking pumped! I've been drinking green tea all damn day!
It's time to get weird.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not a little kitty cat no more.
Always awkward, often offensive, exceedingly entertaining.
I was going to ask you, who you think would win in a fight between a grilled cheese sandwich and a taco?
It's time for the Weekend Would You Rather.
Grilled cheese, but only in a fair fight. If it's prison rules, I'd take the taco.
The Weekend You Would Rather on 1080.
This is my hat now. This is totally my hat.
The Fan.
All right, Weekend Would You Rather on this Football Friday. Mr. Darkins, take it away.
All right, there's a restaurant in Canada.
Ladies.
This is just one
so
of them.
Far.
Many restaurants in Canada.
Yeah.
But this one in particular, the owner was ordered to close his establishment after he started accepting dog photos instead of vaccine proof.
Oh my gosh. Not the same thing.
It's a different, it's different.
Not the same thing, sir.
Okay, tell me more.
Two investigators posing as customers entered Granary Kitchen separately at different times after providing photos and personal identification to the restaurant staff. They also... here's the funny part of the story. They provided photos of their dogs and were let in.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yeah, this is my dog. Oh, come on in, yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful dog.
If I was an investigator, it would be super hard for me not to laugh once I gave him a picture of my dog.
And, like, said yes.
Yeah.
And was like, let in. Like, there's not, like, do you think maybe they were like, oh, really, that's all I need?
That's it?
Oh, come on in, eh? They have some.
Oh, beautiful dog.
They have some poutine and gravy.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you rather
French fries and gravy.
Everyone besides you has a dog head on a human body.
Can I have a Molson?
Okay. Wait, can you say
dog head on human body? So go back to the Eagles Super Bowl run when they were wearing the dog masks after games.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Would you rather everyone besides you have a dog head on a human body?
All
or your head is positioned on a dog's body, but everybody else is good. Just as they are.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Weird.
This is bizarre.
Yeah. So either way, you're the freak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're the freak either way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I might as well be the dog freak then.
Hey,
which dog freak?
The good. He's a good girl.
Yeah, like I think I'll put my head on a dog's body.
Again, it would be really hard for me to get through one show without laughing all the time.
Do I get
of AJ just like propped up on the table with her little tail going like
yeah.
Yeah, but that's think about how, you know, you got four legs to run and swim, and most of the time you just lay around all day.
Good point.
At least that's what Scarlett does.
Okay, so do they have like human brains and dog heads? And do, or do I have a human brain in my...
Oh, the people? Yeah. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Everything is...
You say this like you've thought
we're
of it.
We're going like Planet of the Apes answering. Style. Like,
pretty much. Yeah, there are no dog attributes either way. It's just physically.
Right.
So when...
Yeah, I'm going human.
Wait,
I'm
so
going
I
human
have...
body then.
Wait, so I'm going, I have the same responsibilities?
I want my human body still.
Oh, then never mind. If I have the same responsibilities, never mind.
Yeah. I like having thumbs.
Fair.
So as you both decide that the moment is striking you and you would like to express to your partner how much you love them with a very
It's going to be a lonely life.
Kiss.
I'm not
going to
lie. It's going to be a very lonely life.
You are good looking into Lindsay's eyes, looking into Robert's eyes, and kissing a dog.
Who's a good girl?
I mean, I feel like there's an element
girl?
Of like, yeah.
You're a good girl. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'd be lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be the dog.
Of course you would.
Be great.
What about, like, but you have the human brain. This is what I'm going to.
Yeah.
Like, other people are probably thinking this way more intricately, but I'm like, well, if I'm a dog, like, what about, like, when I go poop and stuff? Like, I'm still a human. I have my human brain. I don't want to be, like, have it on my tail. You know, you can't wipe. You're
thinking,
a dog.
Thinking of the cleanliness.
Yeah.
Hygiene.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of other downsides. Like not having thumbs.
Yeah, that'd be unfortunate.
Thumbs and pooping
and
are
like height requirements. Can't go on the rides at Disneyland.
Yeah, but at Disneyland, I dare you to tell the dog boy he can't go on a ride.
Never
dare
know.
You.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd be the dog girl.
On my hind legs, how tall am I?
What if I stand up?
So anyway.
Yep.
Next story. Bono.
I do know who that is. Don't look at me like that.
Oh, no. That's good.
Okay.
Bono, in a recent interview, says that he actually dislikes U2's name.
Good.
And has been embarrassed by most of their songs.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
All right.
This was on the appearance on a podcast called Awards Chatter. He explained that he turns the radio off when the group's tracks are played because he can't listen to his own vocals anymore.
See, that would be weird, though. Like, if you're listening to the radio and your band comes on, like, you're Bono. You're Bono. You hear that song all the time because you sing it, like, every night.
Right. Yeah, that'd be a little weird.
All right, I got a two-parter. First, would you rather be Sheryl Crow or Carrie Underwood?
Oh, Carrie Underwood.
I don't know.
Carrie Underwood. What are you debating between?
I don't know. Like, what's supposed to be the big difference that I wouldn't like between Sheryl Crow and, like,
well,
no.
Sheryl Crow, you're
Carrie
universally
Underwood.
Beloved, but Carrie Underwood,
is
there's
she,
a little...
She married Lance Armstrong, didn't she?
Yeah, but she divorced his ass, and now everybody loves her.
They do.
Yes.
It's a lot.
Carrie Underwood is a little... It's a little... On either side. Some people don't like her. Other people enjoy her quite a bit.
Sheryl Crow, then.
Carrie Underwood.
Part two.
Voice of an angel.
Would you rather be Bono or Chris Martin?
Who?
I think we got his answer. Chris Martin?
Well, I don't... If he doesn't know that, I'm not going to know that.
No. Coldplay? No, Bono. Of course.
Oh, I know the band.
Bono? Yeah, sure. Bono's like, well, no, Chris Martin, because I don't know who Chris Martin is, which means he's Coldplay. Well, then that means I'm super rich and a lot of people just don't know who I am.
Yeah, that's true. I'm taking that one.
People know
also.
Who Bono is. Well, would you recognize Bono if he didn't have his beard and weird glasses that he wears all the time?
100%.
You would? You would. He shaved his beard and got rid of the shades.
Yeah, I would. I would have an inkling. If I passed him on the street, I'd go, wait a minute.
That's Bono.
That's
no,
Bono,
wouldn't.
Isn't it?
No, you wouldn't.
Dude, I spotted
out... I'm taking
out,
Chris Martin anyway.
I spotted out a teenage Angelina Jolie in a meatloaf video. I think I'd be able to see Bono on the street.
Yeah, that is a weird...
Bono...
It's a very unique
Well, old
gift
Bono
you have.
In his scraggly beard...
Like
yeah,
kids
shaved
with
that.
Remembering mascots.
Yeah. You take those glasses off, it's a dead giveaway.
It's Bono. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm going with Chris Martin.
Yeah, I'm going Chris Martin.
That's fair.
How much is Bono worth?
A lot.
Yeah.
Bono's wealthier than Chris Martin. 100 times over.
He's got to be close to Well, I thought he was like giving a bunch of his money away to AIDS research and charities and stuff.
Yeah, dude, but like the royalties they have on all their music.
It's incredible how much money he's given away.
That's cool.
All right. Next one. This is coming out of Florida, the state.
Oh, does Chris Martin have an Irish accent, though?
No, he has an English accent.
Oh. All right, I'm in.
A woman is being chased by a bear. A 911 call
in Florida?
Released. Yes. A 911 call was released after a DeBerry, this is a town in Florida, a woman was mauled in an attack. She had non-life-threatening injuries, but the adult bear was chasing her as she was on this phone telling 911 what was happening.
I'm sorry, what kind of bear?
It's a brown bear.
Wait, so a grizzly? Where was this at?
In Florida?
No. This was at the Florida... hold on, let me get the
name. No, this is a black bear.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Convention Commission.
It was just the color of the bear was brown, I'm assuming.
I didn't know they had bears in Florida.
Oh, they got bears everywhere.
Florida?
Florida's got everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything that can kill you, it's in Florida.
Yeah. Or Australia.
And also in Australia. Interesting.
Okay. Would you rather have a loyal bear as a pet?
Yes.
Or?
You have to hear the other part.
No, I don't.
A loyal horse.
Bear.
Ooh, horse. Horse.
Bear.
A million times horse.
On. It's a loyal, like a lot of people have loyal horses for friends. I get a loyal bear. Guess what? If I go like, hey, loyal horse, go maul that guy.
Have you ever been kicked by a horse?
No, I've been bucked off a couple horses. And yeah, have you ever been mauled by a bear?
No.
You ever seen Revenant? No, you haven't. No.
Well, I've seen parts of it and I didn't like it because there was a part about the horse carcass.
Yeah, because he's hiding from a bear that attacked him and almost killed him.
Yeah, see, this is why
I want
didn't
a bear.
Watch it.
A lovable bear. We could go do Yogi Bear stuff.
Oh my gosh.
We could do I could put a little adorable hat on him and do, trick people and do Smokey the Bear out in the woods.
You could do
It'd
all
It'd be
those
awesome.
Things.
You need to respect him.
I would respect him. I'd respect the S out of
You're
that bear.
You're not respecting him by putting a hat on
he's
him.
You don't know me and my bear's friendship. If a bear's loyal to me, he's got a sense of humor to go out into the woods and play some jokes on people and steal some picnic baskets.
Oh my gosh. I'm taking the horse all day, every day. I've always wanted a horse.
And I'm riding that bear to work.
I don't think they can sustain their speed for very long.
A grizzly bear?
Yeah.
Mine would. Wouldn't matter.
You can't
a bear.
Like change a characteristic of a bear.
You think you have way too much control of this bear. I just said he's loyal. That's it. Like this isn't like robot bear
like
where you can program.
Civilized.
Who cares? Yeah. Even if he's not going this far, I'm chilling with the bear.
I'm going with the horse.
I go with the horse too.
Because A, you actually can ride them. And B, it's so fun in the mountains and think about all the streams you could ford. So much more practical.
Not only that, but like if somebody comes over to your house, they'll be much more accepting of the fact that you have a loyal horse. But the bear, like nobody wants to come over with the bear.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I've seen some of the injuries from somebody getting kicked by a horse. That can be very effective.
Yeah.
Very effective.
Screw you up.
So,
a grizzly bear can sustain speeds of up to 35 miles an hour for 100 yards. That's crazy. I mean, that's not very far, but that's crazy.
Yeah, I'm still going horse.
It can run down Usain Bolt in the 100 meter dash.
That's going to be like the next Discovery thing where Michael Phelps raced the shark.
Yeah.
It was the biggest letdown of my life.
Except for I'm going to be riding that bear as it takes on Usain Bolt.
Biggest letdown of my life.
All right.
All right, last one.
You remember that? I'm still not over that.
Yeah, it sucked. You can't do that to us.
No. Dragged along, engaged.
Deputies are looking for a Hamburglar in Florida who stole from a Wendy's.
Of course.
And yes, he's also a Florida man.
Of course.
The headline.
Did you just Google Florida headlines for this segment?
No, there's a subreddit called Florida Man. It's amazing.
It's fantastic.
If I run out of ideas, that's my...
Yeah, that's your go-to.
Apparently, this Florida man broke into a Wendy's, grilled himself a burger, and just peaced out. What was it?
Okay.
Didn't take money.
Did he clean up?
That is not specified.
It's a Wendy's. Do you have to?
Whoa.
That's fair. That's fair. Wendy's is nasty. I'm sorry. Yeah, dude, like of Wendy's. The fast food burger places.
That was a good zing by me.
Yeah. That was a great zing by you.
Wendy's can
you don't even eat sand. Meat, so you can pound sand from this conversation.
I eat fries.
That's true. In-N-Out's the best fries.
Oh.
Would you rather have...
I'll die on this hill.
A personal chef or a personal driver by which you did not have to pay for a car, pay for gas, or anything.
A personal chef or a personal driver?
You do have to pay for the food with the personal chef.
I'm going to go personal driver. I would get so much more done in a day if I had someone else who could drive me around. I would feel so much less stressed if I didn't have to, like...
Yeah, personal driver takes care of a lot of other issues, too.
Yeah.
I'm a personal chef. I mean...
I don't mind cooking.
If you have food in your house, you're just like, hey, can you do this?
Yeah, but I still have to pay for the food. I don't mind cooking.
I don't mind cooking either.
I really don't.
I'm a pretty simple eater.
Yeah. All right. That is our weekend, would you rather? Thank you, Will Darkins. All right. Let's get to know a man that is going to have an integral part of this weekend's divisional round game. Offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, Mike McDaniel, is stealing headlines.
Ooh.
Hear why next on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080, The Fan.
NFC divisional round matchup between the Packers and the Green Bay, or the San Francisco 49ers in Green Bay tomorrow. 5:15 on Fox. It's a great matchup of two coaches very familiar with each other. Matt LaFleur, Kyle Shanahan. They were part of the Kitty Corps in Washington, D.C. when they were part of the football team staff. And that obviously included also Sean McVay, who's the Rams head coach. And by the way, three of the four coaches remaining in the playoffs in the NFC. But the offensive coordinator was the fourth of that vehicle called Kitty Corps. And Washington, and his name is Mike McDaniel. He is the OC for the Niners, and he was a history major at Yale and a backup wide receiver for the Yale Bulldogs.
Fantastic.
He does not fit your typical box of what makes a NFL coach.
Not even in the slightest.
He looks like the best way that I can put it is he looks like your accountant coaching football, but not like your older accountant, like the younger accountant who is still kind of partying at night. And no, you take him seriously because he looks smart.
This is the guy who invested in crypto.
For sure.
Very early. And is now a mega millionaire.
Yep.
But still enjoys teaching other people about cryptocurrency. And mm-hmm. he starts talking and you're like, oh, it sounds smart and you've made a lot of money, so I'll try it. But I'm not really following.
And if you are looking at like what he may look like, Chris Gethard is a great comp that I can. If you don't know who Chris Gethard is, he's a comedian. He was the private investigator for Dwight Schrute in the television show The Office.
Yep.
And he is now becoming a name that is popping up in head coaching vacancies around the NFL. And as that is happening, people are starting to dig and try to find more out about who this guy is, including myself, who I was intrigued when I was like, oh, okay, who's Mike McDaniel? Sounds like a, you know, normal enough name and normal enough guy. And then you start hearing his press conferences. And people have been making reels about his press conferences. Mike McDaniel is a vibe. Take a listen.
Excited to be here. Equally excited for you guys to truly take in how physically imposing I am. So whenever you guys are ready to start, let's do it. Guys, again. What do we got? You guys got anything going on? Just hanging out in an auditorium? All right. Just gonna drag it out of me, huh? God, make me do all the work. What do you guys got for me? I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, see you guys. So how we doing?
Slapping the desk. What questions we got here?
That's a cool question because that's kind of how your pass game you want it to be. There's a rhythm and timing to everything. I have a history of smaller offensive linemen, but that's really, we haven't invested second round draft picks into offensive linemen. We'd prefer everyone to be 400 pounds and 6'10" if you could engineer that. That's all. That was fun. See you guys.
that was fun.
He's different.
Yeah.
He's different. He is smarter than everybody in the room. He is very funny and outgoing. And he is kind of the new wave of NFL coach. He said, I'm going to let you take a minute to see how physically imposing I am. He's 5'8", 170 pounds.
So we have a sense of humor.
Yes. And this guy, his story is incredible, though, because it's like you sit there and you go, all right, well, how does this guy get into coaching then? How does Mike McDaniel, who goes to Yale as a just a student and like everybody on Ivy League schools or walk-ons, non-scholarship, but just like part of the team, but really not part of the team. How did he get an in the NFL and get hired by Mike Shanahan fresh out of Yale with a degree in history? It turns out like I went deep into the rabbit hole with him. So I found a Woody Page article about him, and it says, quote, his mother divorced and couldn't find home care for Mike during his summers in Greeley, Colorado. So when he was 8, Mike rode his bike daily to northern Colorado, and the Broncos became his babysitters. He watched practices and asked players to sign football cards. He met Mike McCune, the Broncos videographer, and brought his mom to meet his new friend. Donna McDaniel would move her son to Aurora and eventually married McCune. Mike became a Broncos ball boy for one of the best students and football players at Smoky Hill High School. He chose to go to Yale on an academic scholarship, and that was his in.
It's wild.
First of all, I love everything about this story. And I love the fact his mom, Donna, is like, all right, this, I'm just send the, yeah, whatever. I don't have, this was like a way back when kids used to be able to be left home at 8 years old. Right.
Right.
And then could you imagine like my, this is my daughter's age. If my daughter comes home and is like, yeah, yeah, I became friends with like this older lady. I'd be like, who? Okay. So she's probably sitting there and she's like, Donna is going, all right, I got to meet this guy who's befriended my kid and who's a videographer. This doesn't sound creepy at all. So she goes and meets this guy and is like, yeah, this is my friend Mike. He's a videographer. They end up getting married and he becomes his stepdad and his ultimate end to the National Football League.
Wild.
That is a crazy story in and of itself.
Yes.
And it kind of tells you a lot about like the weird sense of humor that he has, that kid kind of grew up on his own and did his own damn thing and met people and interacted with people that were way older than him.
And the Broncos being your babysitters, like that's guaranteed to raise a kid with a sense of humor, a sense of being able to not take yourself too seriously. And I think it's cool to have learned more about his story and where he comes from and to realize just how his brilliance has been fostered, I think, too, in the NFL, to where now he is one of those coaches that they're certainly calling for him to potentially come back to Denver and say, yep, hey, come on home.
This is going to be a wild, you know, run for a guy that he's always been in the background, right? Even like the Wonder Boy staff that was LaFleur, yep, McVay, Shanahan, he's always been the guy in the back. He's been promoted to offensive coordinator with Kyle because he was their run game coordinator and he's kind of worked his way up every step of the way with these guys, but he's always been behind everybody else, right? I wonder if the NFL is ready for this guy who he doesn't give a rip. Like, he really doesn't, because he knows he's smart. He knows what he's doing and confident in what he's doing. Do you think that that would go well for a head coach to have that vibe on the podium?
Yes.
I think it would be refreshing.
I do too, until the wins start racking, you know, when losses start racking up and all of a sudden your quirkiness isn't cool anymore and people will start being very critical. And that's something he's never had because he's always been in the shadows.
Yeah. But I think too, there's also still an element of he's very personable still, yeah, you know, like that's what we were just talking about with our guy in Tennessee, Joe Rexroad, about how Mike Vrabel is so different on the podium than he is on the practice field. And Pete Carroll almost has that sort of quirky sort of same vibes on the field as he does have on the podium. And because he's won so much, right? It wasn't until this year that people sort of started calling that out, I guess, a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you have somebody like Mike McDaniel, I think it's almost everyone has their shtick, right? Like Dan Campbell sounds really tough preseason when he's talking about biting kneecaps and then he wins three games. Like, it's not that tough. But you just keep going. You stay true to who you are. And if you're a great coach, the wins will start coming.
I think you mentioned something there that is what would make him successful, as long as you're true to who you are, right? Dan Campbell, yeah, it sounds like a lunatic, but he is sincere and he's kind of true to who he is.
Exactly.
And you have this, you know, when we were talking about to Joe Rexroad and you mentioned the Mike Vrabel thing, this is Mike Vrabel is a different person and he's fighting becoming Bill Belichick during press conferences. And that's not true to who he is as a person. With Mike McDaniel, it's just like what you see is what you get. And I'm kind of a weirdo. And I love everything about that, about the dude, because he is does have that hipster vibe. And as long as it's consistent with his players, it will be something that can be tenable if he is hired as a head coach moving forward.
I think so, too. And I think you also look at, right, we've talked ad nauseum about the brilliance of using Deebo Samuel the way they've done.
Yep.
Well, he's the offensive coordinator. I mean, like, there's an element of he knows how to call games. He knows how to be a great coordinator.
Well, and there's videos that are out there that they're worth going and tracking down. And I'll retweet one of them because he talks about his philosophy of getting the most out of guys.
Mm.
And that is where it really kind of clicks. But he didn't even need that because he gave this get to know you interview with the Niners.
Another interesting fact is, unfortunately, I'd love to blame it on my childhood and my mom, but I don't eat vegetables at all. which as I get older is probably not a good thing, but it is what it is.
Do you not like them, or are you just anti-vegetarian?
Well, I never liked them, and then I just really started forcing myself to eat vegetables, and I got to salad and stopped, so I don't really eat any vegetables at all.
Do you eat french fries?
I do, yes.
That's a vegetable. There you go.
Oh, well, there you go. Potatoes. Yeah, you're right. Good call.
He stopped at salad?
Yeah, I mean,
like, that's the gateway. Like, salad, you just, but that's like where you start, is like salad, and you put enough dressing on it and power through it. He stopped at the salad.
Enough dressing, enough egg, salad.
I love this guy.
You can make that not even taste like salad.
Damn right.
He doesn't put avocado on anything?
He's from California. I'm sure he does.
Yeah,
well, he's not
from
California.
Well, there you go. There's a fit, right? No, wait, no. Is that the debate? Is avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
I think it's a fruit because it has a seed.
I don't care.
A pit.
It's a vegetable to me.
Well,
it's
we
green.
Do.
It's green.
So you need to bear our conversation.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's green. It's a vegetable.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm going with.
I don't know.
But what about Sour Patch Kids sour green. Apple? That's green. Is that a vegetable?
No, it's an apple. Mike McDaniel, the name you need to learn. If he becomes a head coach, watch out. And could you imagine if John Elway had him as his head coach and he becomes the owner?
I don't think that would happen just because it's John. I think John Elway would sit in a room with him for 30 minutes and go, get this guy out of my face.
Also, don't question the Californian. Avocado's a fruit.
That's why. Right.
Oh, that's
tree.
True.
As a pit.
Yeah.
It's a vegetable because it's green, though.
No.
Also, the fact that, I think that when this guy gets up to a press table, if he does become a head coach, I think what the players will like about him is confidence.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you liked about, mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni, why we
He's
all balked at him in the beginning was the fact that, he did not sound confident in the least in his introductory press conference.
Systems and levers to get things done.
Yeah.
Don't forget to reap what you sow and water your garden.
Players probably heard that and were like, who is this guy? But if, McDaniel gets up there and does what he does and is just completely 100% bought into it, players feed off of that.
Damn
right.
Right.
Same time, hey, if you're not winning games, you get fired.
All right. The NFL's stoner coming to a sideline near you.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Coming up next, the Chaos Corner.
Dun, dun,
Let's
dun.
Go. Divisional round week after Will.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly, super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly, super duper fly.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080, The Fan.
It is time, as we do every Friday at this time, for the Chaos Corner.
Dun, dun, dun. Did I nail it? That was good.
You did.
Thank you.
And as Mike McDaniel conversations took us further than we thought, we will get our picks in right now for the weekend of divisional round and then your Chaos Corner. Give me your picks, AJ McCord, for the four divisional round games starting on Saturday with the Bengals-Titans. But hold your Chaos Corner till your very last pick.
Okay? But I still say it this side of break.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Give them all in order for us here. Your four picks.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go in the Bengals versus the Titans. I think the Titans win it straight up. They're favored by 3.5. You get 3 for being at home, but I think we're underestimating the impact of Derrick Henry. So, Tennessee, give me that one tomorrow. 49ers, Packers. As much fun as I think it would be for the 49ers to beat the Packers, I think Green Bay is going to dominate this one. We talk about chemistry. We talk about how many players are coming back. The reality is this team is too good. They've been together too long. I think Green Bay wins it in a freezing cold Lambeau Field, in front of the friendly fire or the friendly crowd, all of that. Rams-Bucks. This one, I'm going to go... Why not? I'm going to go L.A.
LA Rams. Yeah, wow, I mean, and that's not your chaos pick.
No, it's not. I know it maybe should be, but and maybe someday I'll learn to stop picking against Tom Brady, but today will not be that day. So
I just want you to know you are picking Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady.
No, I'm not. I'm actually picking a healthy Rams team against a banged up Bucks team.
Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady.
That's who I'm picking. And then my chaos pick. Dun, dun, dun. My chaos pick, I'm picking Buffalo to beat Kansas City.
What?
I know. I think Josh Allen and the Bills, I think, are going to be very, very good. Jordan Poyer, that Bills defense, I think, might have what it takes to keep Patrick Mahomes contained and frustrated. So why not? Taking the Bills.
There it is, your chaos corner pick. Josh Allen and the Bills knock off Kansas City and end their run of Super Bowl appearances and AFC Championship game appearances. Two Super Bowls, three AFC title games.
Yeah.
Will Darkins, your picks for the weekend.
Randy. I have two. Niners over Packers.
Well, we're doing all of our games. Thank you for following along. And then your chaos pick at the end.
Oh.
Your one game chaos pick.
But then one game is your
chaos.
Who
do you think is going to win, and then at the very end, your chaos pick?
Oh, I see. Wait, but if I say who's going to win on every one, won't I have already had my chaos pick?
Dude, that's why you save it for last.
Save the chaos pick for the end.
You do the three other games first. That smirk says he knew what I was talking about.
This is all digital. I'm just, it's over my head. All right, I got Titans over Bengals.
Okay.
I got the Bucks over the Rams. I have Chiefs over Bills, and my chaos pick would be the 49ers over the Packers.
Ooh.
Wow, what a day. What a day to be alive.
Look, Bosa's back. That was a huge cog in what could prevent that team from having any impact and getting pressure to Aaron Rodgers. I just keep playing film back of the NFC Championship game from 2018 or 19. I forget which year it was they played it at San Francisco. That game was pathetic.
2019. Yeah.
And let me tell you something else. Mike Shanahan definitely, or Kyle Shanahan rather, has Matt LaFleur's number. He does.
Probably quite literally.
He very much does. And he knows how to beat him and how to beat that offensive scheme. I think he'll do it again. That's why I picked 49ers over the
My chaos picks, or my divisional round picks, go as follows. I do have the Tennessee Titans beating Cincinnati in Tennessee tomorrow. I think Joe Burrow and the Bengals have a good fight, and I think it's going to be close. I think Cincy may cover, but Tennessee wins. All right, it's a 3.5-point line. I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Never bet against an angel floating around the field, dropping touchdowns into everybody. I will not pick Matthew Stafford over Tom Brady. The Bucs are banged up. They are depleted. But give me the team with Tom Brady against the team with no safeties currently.
That's fair.
And then I have the Buffalo Bills knocking off the Kansas City Chiefs. And that is an upset there. So I think you and I both have Buffalo winning, but that's not my chaos pick, because my chaos pick always has to do with what the storyline will be, and it has to do with the Green Bay Packers starting this offseason and all the disarray that will come with Aaron Rodgers offseason. I would just, the storyline of it all and putting that team in a phone booth running the ball, that to me intrigues me about that game. I have San Francisco winning in Green Bay. Would not be surprised if that's a blowout the other way. If San Francisco, no, seriously, if San Francisco can't run the ball, they're going to get absolutely hammered.
Yep.
And it won't be close at all.
Yep.
But my chaos says it will.
There we go.
All right. Our chaos picks. AJ, Scott, Buffalo, Will, and I both have San Francisco. Last week, we had, AJ had Arizona. That did not go well.
Did not go
well. I had the Niners again. I guess I'm riding the hot hand. And Will had the Cincinnati Bengals.
Hey, so all right, not great for me.
We get you set for the weekend next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of AJ and Dusty.
Brought to you by Video Only.
On 1080 The Fan.
Yes, it is Football Friday. It is beautiful weather. Gray is fine. Gray is good. Tomorrow is supposed to be like a little sunny.
Yeah.
I got plans to golf on Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Golfing in January, that feels like hitting the lottery.
Right?
Yeah.
It's Oregon. What we do. And this is why we work for the weekend.
I guess. I will be working this weekend. And if you feel like watching Coin.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. That sucks that you're working, though. I mean, it's supposed to be sunny.
I know. It's fine. Everything's fine.
But this is my favorite weekend. Not only sun, division round football. It's great. We get it all.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Get it all. Four games this weekend, starting tomorrow, right over there on Coin Channel 6. Do you have to do like a post-game show or something like that?
I don't think so. I've not been informed of that if I do, so I hope not.
Mm.
I think just highlights.
Well, hold on. If you haven't been informed of it, I hope that you don't, because that would be about 24 hours from right now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure no.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure no. Yeah. But we're going to get a chance to talk to Dame tomorrow morning. So that'll be good.
Nice.
Check in with him post-abs surgery.
Yeah.
And yeah, then bring you some highlights.
Cool. There is, I love this weekend and it's going to be great and I can't wait for it. And it's been a short week and I love that about this week.
It's been great.
How great is the No Monday? Like No Monday is, it's a good move. It makes you feel you're already on the downhill of the week. This week flew right by.
Yeah, I'm pro that.
I'm pro No Friday. Though I do like No Mondays, I would take the No Friday over that.
Mm. Mm.
I would just take 4-day work weeks.
There we go.
Yeah, that too.
UK.
I'm really not that picky. Yeah,
there's something about
the
just
UK
like...
UK moving to that?
Yeah, or haven't they already?
I don't know. Hope they do.
Like, for some reason, I feel like if you have a Monday off, like that, and I don't know, this might be different for you too, but that, like, that Monday, I'm not quite settled.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's just a feel like when the Friday's off, it's almost as if I feel like I've been renewed more time. Like everything I would have done that I had to get done during the weekend just gets pushed further back.
Mm.
And it's just like, oh, great. Now Friday, I can do whatever the hell I want. That Monday, I'm like doing other things to get prepared for the weekend.
That's fair.
Or the week, rather.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. I can see that.
I don't see that at all. I just see it as Monday's off. You get the Monday scaries because you have to settle in and do all that stuff. Yeah, I'll do that on Tuesday. Just gets to push it back another day. That feels good to me. Like, I like that. Right. I like that feeling of, no, not today, Monday.
Oh, my gosh.
See you Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny.
All right. We gave our RIP early to Meatloaf.
Yes.
We have to give another RIP. They're dropping like flies.
Ugh.
Louis Anderson, comedian, dead at 68.
Oh, man, so early.
I don't know much about Louis Anderson.
Me neither, which will surprise no
Coming to America.
Louis Anderson?
Yeah, his voice, was like he had the weird delivery.
Yeah.
I remember that. People call him just like this comedic genius, and I never got into Louis. Hmm. He had the cartoon show Louis. You remember that?
I do remember that. I remember watching that as a kid.
I wasn't a big Louis Anderson guy.
Well, he hosted Family Feud.
Very briefly.
Yeah, he was kind of a weird in between in terms of game shows.
Louis Anderson, dead at 68. But it's amazing to see, and this is the crazy part, is that like you do learn to appreciate some people after they die, because like you have comedians that are like, no, you don't understand this guy's impact on comedy. And those stories are the ones I like to read like over the weekend and be like, oh my gosh, who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? Like, I know Meatloaf. I know. Oh,
we know, you know.
I know Meatloaf.
We know.
I didn't know Louis Anderson.
That's fair.
Yeah. The one that hit me the hardest that I feel like not enough people paid attention to is Norm MacDonald. Dude, when Norm MacDonald died, that sucked. Hard. I love Norm MacDonald. I mean, he made a really stupid movie in Dirty Work.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did.
That was a great movie.
If you go back and watch Dirty Work, all the jokes are frigging hilarious. It's a terrible movie.
It's awesome.
But it's hilarious.
That what you just described is a hilarious movie, not a terrible movie.
That's a good point.
Got my nose bit off.
Well, no,
it's like, great.
The prank Pops. They have on, like, what was the prank they did where they,
the
like,
mayor?
Dressed as police officers and called the cops with a bunch of drunk frat guys having a false report they were starting a fight.
And so it's a good movie.
Police started fighting the frat guys, and then they dressed as police officers and started beating up the frat guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Hilarious.
There's a good movie on there.
Yeah, but here's my thing. We are going to have a lot of, like we have like more celebrity deaths now over and over and over again because we just wait for like 20 or 30 more years when we have exponentially more celebrities than we ever did before.
Mm.
Like, because when you get to the internet age and you get to cable television and so many more people coming to popularity.
So depressing.
And people, yeah.
Why
no.
are you thinking about that?
Because, well, it's just part of the way that you
yeah,
rationalize
what the
it.
Heck?
No, you just come to terms with it. Like, it happens.
On that note, have a great weekend, everybody.
It actually does help me have a better weekend.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's the way
I'm
it's the way you cope with it.
Okay.
It's fine. It happens.
Yeah, it works.
We have more famous people now than ever before.
Works for you. That's good.
Yeah. Well, they got three famous guys that are coming up next.
Oh, perfect.
Isaac, Souk, Mike Lynch. They're here.
It's great.
It is. You can look at it as a sad thing, but it's not.
Oh, my gosh.
More people are famous than ever before. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, noon to 3.
Oh, dear.
AJ Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.